Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, April 29th. Canadians have voted and given the Liberals a fourth consecutive mandate.
Who's ready? Who's ready to stand up for Canada with me?
That is Mark Carney speaking to supporters earlier this morning. He will remain in the Prime Minister's office as the Liberals are projected to win the most seats in the House of Commons in the federal election. The Liberals are currently leading or elected in 168 ridings across the country, four shy of the threshold for a majority government. Some ridings remain too close to call. Carney spoke about the upheaval of the global trade system in his victory speech.
And now, more than ever, it is a time for ambition. It is a time to be bold, to meet this crisis with overwhelming positive force of a united Canada. Because we are going to build. Build, baby, build.
The Conservatives will remain the official opposition, on track for 144 seats, but Pierre Poilievre's Ottawa area riding is not one of them. The Conservative leader was defeated in Carleton and lost his seat as an MP. He spoke to supporters hours before that development.
To my fellow Conservatives, we have much to celebrate tonight. We've gained well over 20 seats. We got the highest share of vote. Our party has received since 1988.
NDP leader Jagmeet Singh was also defeated in his BC riding, and he announced he will be stepping aside as party leader as NDP support collapsed nationwide. Canadians voted overwhelmingly for Liberals or Conservatives, with the two parties receiving 43 and 41% of the votes counted so far. In our area, it's a Conservative sweep. Alex Ruff has been re-elected in Bruce Gray Owen Sound and will return to the House of Commons for a third term.
This election was a bit more of a roller coaster. I had a strong feeling we were going to be fine here. I was optimistic anyway, but I didn't take anything for granted, and that's why we were pounding the doors right through the whole election campaign.
In Huron, Bruce, Ben Lobb has won a sixth mandate as the riding's MP.
When you're talking about the volunteers helping you, when 29 or 30,000 people put their faith in you to represent them as best as you can in Ottawa, it's overwhelming, and I can't thank them enough. I've met a lot of them over the years, door knocking and at public events and hockey arenas and baseball diamonds. And the people in here in Bruce, they're the best.
And in Simcoe Gray, Conservative Terry Dowdle won a tight race and was reelected for a third term. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a mixed open this morning. Futures little changed in pre-market trading. After a mixed close yesterday, the Dow was up 114 points to 40,227. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ little changed. Well, the TSX closed 88 points higher at 24,798. Bitcoin up a half percentage point this morning, hovering at around 95,000 US. The price of oil down nearly 2% to around 61 per barrel, while gold's off as well, 3,320 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 72.1 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead with the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. Tampa led with under 4 minutes remaining, but Florida scored twice in 11 seconds and went on to a 4-2 win. Panthers lead 3-1. Dallas defeated Colorado to go up 3-2 in that series. Leafs host the Senators tonight. A win puts the Leafs into round two. Pittsburgh parted ways with head coach Mike Sullivan. No replacement has been named. The London Knights took a 3-0 series lead on Kitchener. Knights are undefeated in this postseason. PWHL, Montreal had an OT win against Boston. The Scepters host New York tonight. The Blue Jays are also at home against the Red Sox. The Jays, Leafs, and Scepters all play in Toronto at 7 o'clock tonight. Plan accordingly if you're heading to any of those games. The Cleveland Cavaliers swept Miami in the most lopsided series in NBA history. They won by a combined 122 points. And Golden State beat Houston. Warriors lead 3-1. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. A must-win for the Hanover Barons tonight in Game 6 of their PJHL Schmalz Cup semifinal series against the Napanee Raiders. Napanee leads 3-2. That's underway at 8 this evening at the P&H Center. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Mostly cloudy with a chance of some showers today, possibly a thunderstorm this morning, a high of 21. Tonight, still cloudy, still a slight chance of some showers and a low of -2. And tomorrow, clearing up to mainly sunny sky, a high of 6.